Even on a slow day, the Homer Boat Harbor is a busy place. But if you're captaining one of the many 100-plus foot vessels berthed there, navigating in water that is barely deep enough while avoiding dozens of small skiffs as you turn around is far from ideal.
The name of the show is The Dance of the Elephants, though. It's big boats moving around in a small boat harbor. And this is just another day in the life of a vessel owner in Homer Harbor. The harbor has 14 feet of water at zero tide. So when you start getting into the minus tides like this day is, those big boats are stirring up bottom mud, too.
That's Brian Hawkins, port director and harbor master at Monday night's Homer City Council Committee on the Whole meeting. More than a decade ago, the city studied the feasibility of constructing a large vessel harbor to the north of the existing small boat harbor, but it didn't pencil out. Last year, however, the city and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers took another look. With the current increased use, the project now looks feasible.
We have a recommendation from the Corps of Engineers to resume the general investigation. They have placed it on their work plan for 2020, and if that is agreed to in the presidential budget for new projects, then they'll be ready to go in 2020. If it's not accepted in their work plan budget, they've put it in for their 2021 budget. So one way or the other, they're anxious to get working on this.
The city says it often has to turn away large vessels, including support vessels for the oil and gas rigs, which would prefer to winter in Homer rather than at ports further south. Hawkins says the study is likely to find the project even more favorable as more of the details of the potential economic impacts and costs are fleshed out. To move ahead with the $3 million study, the city will have to come up with a minimum of $750,000 for a preliminary design, as federal funds only cover half of the expense. Even then, state funds, which covered half of the study in 2008, could be hard to come by given the current economic climate statewide.
We have re-engaged with the state. We need to follow up on that. We need some commitment from them, of course, on this. The purpose of this is to show why it's beneficial for state and federal local governments to build harbors. Our share still is a big nut to crack, so we need to put our heads together and figure out exactly what to do about that.
That's Homer Port Director and Harbor Master Brian Hawkins presenting on the Harbor Expansion Project at Monday night's Homer City Council Committee on the Whole meeting. The proposed large vessel harbor would be located between the existing deepwater dock and the entrance to the Nick Dudiak Fishing Lagoon. Also last night at Cowell's Chamber in Homer City Hall, Kenai Peninsula Borough Assemblymember Kelly Cooper updated the Homer City Council on her plans to introduce an ordinance asking voters to approve switching to a borough manager form of government.
We've had this ordinance introduced multiple times over the years. In 2010, the mayor, actually, Charlie Pierce, was on the assembly then and introduced that ordinance and voted for it. I believe that this would actually be a cost saving in the long run. It would bring stability to the borough, hiring a borough manager that has the experience and the qualifications to do that.
The borough mayor would then become the chair of the assembly, Cooper said, and would have veto power and a more active role on the assembly. Cooper noted that 12 of the 19 boroughs in the state of Alaska have a borough manager form of government, and that it could help save the borough money.
When the mayor is elected, he is paid a salary. It has nothing to do with their qualifications. It has to do with whether they're electable. And over the years, we've had mayors that were qualified and mayors that were not qualified. And quite often where we can see additional costs is by making mistakes, by litigation that we may not have had we had an experienced, qualified manager in that role.
That's Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly member Kelly Cooper speaking during Monday night's Homer City Council meeting. Cooper plans to introduce the ordinance at the July 2nd assembly meeting. If approved, the issue would go before the voters this fall. For KBBI, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.